This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishour, in for David Brancaccio. Inflation gets you in life and in death. Cremation is getting more popular. It can be cheaper and easier and apparently more creative. There's a growing market for ways to store or send off someone's ashes. You can apparently turn them into jewelry or explode them in a fireworks display. Ali Budner has more on how funeral homes are adapting.
The first cremation in Barbara Chemis's family was 26 years ago when her brother died in a college accident.
We truly did not own grave space for a 20-year-old person. It was sudden and horrible, and the funeral director was the one who suggested cremation to us.
Now, Chemis leads the Cremation Association of North America. She says the cremation rate is almost 60% and surpasses that of traditional casket burials. One reason?
Cremation typically costs a little bit less than burial.
Sometimes thousands of dollars less. But this shift has caused a kind of reckoning for the funeral industry.
We have had to adapt.
Jack Mitchell is president of the National Funeral Directors Association and also directs a funeral home in Baltimore.
It used to take more of our man hours to prepare for a viewing with embalming and dressing and cosmetics, and then to have staff there to oversee when a visitation was going on.
People were paying him to direct church funerals.
That's happening less and less now, and so that has caused a decrease in income.
So funeral directors like him are pivoting. More than a third now have their own crematoriums, and they're offering new ways to store cremated remains, or cremains. And we're not just talking about urns here. Loved ones want options.
They don't want the remains of their loved ones just sitting on a shelf somewhere.
Caitlin Hauke is with the Green Burial Council.
With the potential to get forgotten or lost or donated or something like that.
In other words, grandma's urn accidentally ending up in the pile of things you send to Goodwill. Oops. Hauke says funeral entrepreneurs have a few more ideas these days.
So there are things like getting ashes made into jewelry or to different types of objects.
Things like glass art, sculptures, diamonds, keychains, hunting bullets. You can even turn your loved one's ashes into a vinyl album or get them tattooed into your own skin. Of course, many people choose to scatter cremains in special places.
Disney World seems to be a really popular place for people to scatter ashes.
But, she adds, Disney World really doesn't want you to do that. I'm Ali Budner for Marketplace.